This is Stephen Strang. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, I want to give you some insights about history that may surprise you. Of course, everyone believes that the very first American Thanksgiving was the Pilgrim Harvest Festival of 1621, a year after the what we now call the Pilgrims. They actually called themselves Separatists, who fled the Church of England and established a colony at Plymouth, Massachusetts. But actually, the first Thanksgiving was 66 years earlier in St. Augustine, Florida. And today on the Strang Report, I'm going to share with you a few things that I've learned that are very personal in nature about Thanksgiving and its history. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report, a special Thanksgiving edition for 2019. And today I'm going to talk to you about the history of Thanksgiving that's very personal to me. Now, most of you know that I live in Florida, and recently my wife and I were able to get a little getaway place in St. Augustine, Florida, on the water. This is the oldest city in America, founded by the Spanish in 1565. And the people of St. Augustine celebrate Thanksgiving every year by trying to remind everyone that theirs was the first Thanksgiving. The average American would not even know that. When the Spanish landed and named their community St. Augustine because it was the feast day of St. Augustine, it was August 1565, the accounts say that they came off the ships with trumpets blaring, and there were priests there, and the priests came. It was the first mass in the United States. And in St. Augustine, you can see a giant 200-foot cross right on the water. You can see it from all over the city. They like to claim that it's the largest cross in North America. However, I heard that Branson, Missouri is building one that's 2 feet higher, so they can have that claim. But it marks the spot where the Spanish thank God for their safe passage, and they invited some of the Indians, the native people called Timaqua, or sometimes we say Timaquan Indians, to join them in the feast. Now, it wasn't like the one up in Massachusetts 66 years later, where they brought in the fruit of their harvest. Instead, they took rations off of the ship, and they were able to, you know, make a beans and rice type of stew, and they added to it some game and so forth that they were able to get in the area, and it was the first Thanksgiving. Now, fast forward 60 years later, when the Separatists, who we call Pilgrims, landed in Plymouth, Massachusetts, there were 102. The very first winter was very, very harsh, and half of them died. Only 53 survived. But the Indians that were there were also very friendly. They helped them learn how to farm, and the very first year there was a bountiful harvest. And they invited the Indians to join them. They killed wild game. They had festivities for several days. This is all well known. Now, in St. Augustine, there is a historian, a Catholic priest named Michael Gannon, who has documented all of this in the book. And he is significant to me because when I was a student at the University of Florida, he was a professor there. And I actually took a class on history with Michael Gannon. And it was an elective, and I remember signing up for it because he was a very well-known historian. And so I found that very, very interesting that he is one of the ones that has documented this so much. I also have very personal ties to the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth. And let me kind of tell you how I found out about it. I've always been interested in history, and in more recent years in genealogy. And I knew that some of my ancestors had come to America in the early 1600s. And I thought, surely one of them was on the Mayflower because, of course, you know, over the years, people would intermarry and so forth. But my cousin, Sharon Holmgren, who is also very interested in genealogy, found that we are related to William Brewster, who was the leader of the Plymouth colony. And he came over with his family. A couple of his children actually died. But he was the leader. He was the head elder. He was the ruling elder from 1609 to his death in 1644. He actually lived to be 78 years old, which is a long time today, and it was especially a long time back then. And as the ruling elder, that also made him the head of the government, such as it existed in their small village that they built there. And so I found out, and I actually went online to find out, that between him and me is 14 generations. I'm a descendant of his son, Jonathan Brewster, and then it goes on down to my mother, Amy Strang, who is 91 years young now. And this is something that we didn't know. Growing up, nobody in our family knew anything about ancestry. And now with the internet and a lot of the materials that are available, I have been able to go back and document this. So, you know, it's just an oddity of history. We're all related to different people. We just don't know about it. And I happen to find out that I am related, or I should say a descendant of this great man who, you know, had such an important part in American history. So why am I sharing this? I'm sharing it because I wanted to give you a little bit different perspective about Thanksgiving. It was an opportunity to let you know some of my own history and my research that I've done, and also to understand that sometimes what we hear talked about in the culture or even in textbooks isn't always right. You know, I firmly believe that the Spanish really did have a Thanksgiving meal, and that there ought to be more known about it. So that's one reason I wanted to do it. But also, what happened in Plymouth was very, very important. It established a precedent that went on. Abraham Lincoln actually declared Thanksgiving a national holiday. We now celebrate it, of course, the fourth Thursday of every November. It was probably a little bit earlier after the harvest came in. In Canada, they celebrate Thanksgiving in early October. I was actually up in Canada one year, and it was kind of interesting that they were celebrating Thanksgiving. Of course, their customs up there are very different than ours. But no matter what the history is, it's important that each of us try to have an attitude of gratitude this time of year. We should really do it every single day, but at Thanksgiving time, we focus on it a little bit more. And I hope that as you get together with family and friends and have a really nice meal and have a few days off of work, that you'll understand Thanksgiving, maybe in a little bit different light. So that's why I wanted to share with you the first Thanksgiving in 1565 in St. Augustine. And 66 years later, it was actually 1 year after they landed, of course, that the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. I hope you learned something. If you did, you might want to share this with others. And tune in again for another episode of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.